This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert, filling in for Alex today. He'll be back on Sunday with the afternoon broadcast there. Today is kind of a massive day, not just here in the United States, where you have massive leftists passing out, and that is not an unintentional pun. You have leftists passing out. You have Nancy Pelosi doddering across the pond in the United Kingdom. Theresa May, Prime Minister, is stepping down. The public is overjoyed, shouting, crying tears of joy as this woman who has essentially blocked Brexit, covered up pedophile scandals, she is finally getting out of power there. But also in Europe, there's been a massive attack. We do not yet know the circumstances, the perpetrators, the reason behind it, but I like to point to Coulter's Law in this type of situation, where the longer we go without finding the name, identity, religion of the perpetrator, the more likely it is to be radical Islam attacking poor, innocent people yet again. So we're going to get into that more in the next segment, but there is a lot to talk about today. There is more going on with the Facebook and tech censorship angle. CrossFit now, believe it or not, CrossFit, of all people, are now boycotting Facebook and Instagram after one of their massive groups, it was an affiliate group with 1.65 million users in it, was banned without reason. It's absolutely baffling to see our big tech overlords begin to extend this beyond just conservatives. They've realized doing it to Alex Jones, doing it to InfoWars, Paul Joseph Watson, Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos, Gavin McInnes, so many other names. I could go into my own little Jerry Nadler dehydration fit if I were to name them all. But it's fascinating to me that they are using this as their opportunity. They saw nobody came to the rescue with InfoWars. President Trump is tweeting. The president's son is tweeting. People are trying, but nobody in Congress is doing anything meaningful. Nobody is going to hold these powers accountable. So now, if you run a health and fitness program that goes contrary to the establishment agenda for what that should look like, you too can be taken down. And we've seen this on Twitter now as well, where the Krasenstein brothers, the two never Trump resistance twins who are always in the president's subtweets, anytime he tweets, they issue a response. Well, now they've been banned for allegedly having fake engagement. They pay people to boost their Twitter profile, which is wrong, and it's against Twitter's rules. But I think what it is somebody at Twitter HQ decided that they make the left look bad because they're hysterical, they're never Trump, they don't want to push any type of actual meaningful change, they just want to say orange man bad. And so I think what we're going to see here, as we go into the 2020 election and then beyond, we're going to see social media and big tech flexing its muscles like never before. If you say anything contrary to what they believe in, they are coming after you. And of course, they're nothing but the globalist propaganda outlet. They're nothing but the ideological masters who serve the left and are served by the left. So we know exactly what that's going to look like. Anybody who is even somewhat of a nationalist is going to be hurt. I believe Bernie Sanders, of all people, is being shadow banned because he goes against the wishes of his Democrat paymasters, the real people in charge. So all this and more is coming up in the next segment. Again, I am Tom Papert. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Before we take off for a brief break, I do want to remind everybody this channel, InfoWars, this platform depends directly on your support. There are some amazing Memorial Day sales going on right now. InfoWarsStore.com is the website. If you get value out of this programming, you owe it to the team, the wonderful people making this show happen right now who are behind the scenes working. You owe it to everyone involved to show your support financially, if at all possible. Share the links. Go to the store. Go out on the street corner and yell at the top of your lungs, his name is Alex Jones. We're going to be right back. I'm Tom Papert. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to break down what's happening in France on the other side of the break, coming up here in just a couple minutes. Thank you all so much for watching, and thank you all for supporting this broadcast. We will be back momentarily here on the Alex Jones Show.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert, Facebook's God Emperor Trump. Let's talk about what's happening across the pond today. There's been another attack. We do not yet know if it's a terrorist attack, but does it not seem likely based on what's been going on in that poor, poor nation of France? Donald Trump said in July of 2016, France is no longer France. And he took a lot of flack for it. But at the time, a priest was just stabbed. And it was just shortly after a truck attack. You remember that's how it was described, a truck attack. And it was horrifying. And then the media seemed to get tired of talking about terrorism. In fact, we had a top-down order from the Joe Biden, I believe it was, who said the media should stop talking about terrorism. The media should stop reporting on all terrorist activities. It just encourages them. So as a result, we the people have not really known what's been happening. But today, there has been another attack, as I said a moment ago. Several injured in parcel bomb attack in France. We've got an article up at Big League Politics. At least eight people were injured today in a parcel bomb attack in Lyon, France, according to multiple sources. According to NBC, the explosion happened near Rue Victor Hugo and Sala Street in the third largest city in France, about 300 miles southeast of Paris. And that is according to the National Police. French President and universally loathed person Emmanuel Macron described the incident as an attack and has provided no further details. And again, this is France's third largest city. The timing is also suspicious, is it not? We are in the month of Ramadan, the holy month for Islam, which just for some strange reason seems to result in all kinds of terrorist activity, people being bombed, people being stabbed, people being shot. And of course, it is worth repeating, we do not yet know the motives behind this attack, and it will be fascinating to see what comes out of this, exactly what comes of this, to learn whether or not it is Muslim. But as I said in the last segment, if you happen to be watching, I believe in Coulter's Law. The longer we go without hearing who the perpetrator is, what their motivation was, what their religion might have been, what their name was, the more likely it is to be Islamic terror. One witness was a block away. He said, "I was a block away when I heard it. They locked us in the store. I came out 10 minutes later and the police, etc. were arriving." She described the witness, the explosion as like a bomb, extremely loud. We know that it's a nail bomb. We know that ISIS, completely out of its territory, that's been totally recaptured by President Trump and turned over to slightly less insane people, I would hope. We know that ISIS is telling its adherents across the globe that now is the time to attack. They previously said, run over the people with your vehicle, build a homemade bomb, splash them with acid, all of this that is happening as we speak across Europe. And it is almost sad to think of the poor French people where they tried to elect someone, they tried to elect their own version of President Trump, and instead they got the globalist. Instead they got Macron, who went before global leaders and said, while America is suffering through President Trump, I will take the place of the United States of America. Macron, France, we will be the new world leader when it comes to fighting right-wing extremism. France will lead the way. Well, France has been rocked by yellow vest protests. Macron is universally hated among his people. He has some of the lowest approval ratings in the nation's history. The country is falling apart. There's attack after attack. Of course, the great cathedral, Notre Dame, had a strange fire. Electrical issue, apparently. Electrical issue, would you believe that? Electrical fire last month, or maybe it was the month before. And again, President Trump predicted all of this. I want to turn back to this Politico article from 2016 because he was absolutely right. And he said something that I think is very important. He said, you see what happened to the French priest, a friend of mine. He said he was going to France 3 or 4 months ago. I saw him yesterday. I said, how do you like France? He said, I wouldn't go to France because France is no longer France. President Trump also said, then candidate Trump, they won't like me for saying that, but you see what happened in Nice. You see what happened yesterday with the priest who is supposed to be a spectacular man. France is no longer France. And this world better be very careful. And they better get very tough and very smart. And they'll never do it with Hillary Clinton. We haven't really had much terrorism in the United States, have we? Now, there are certainly lots of questions that may never be answered about what happened in the Las Vegas shooting and other shootings. But we haven't had a large-scale terrorist attack since President Trump got into office. And that's not for lack of trying. But I think these people are realizing that it's going to be a whole lot harder nowadays. Now, as I say that, we have terrorists trying to get through our porous southern border. We have ISIS saber-rattling. We have John Bolton in the White House urging President Trump to go to war just about everywhere in the globe. Syria, Iran, Venezuela. If it even looks like he's got an opening, he wants war. He wants war. But still, the United States, sharp decline in terrorist attacks, it would seem. And I wonder, would we have enjoyed that under Hillary Clinton? But this latest attack in France comes only days after a Parisian airport was stormed by migrants. Migrants, the migrants of peace, in protest of deportation. And is this not the most ironic thing you've ever heard in your life? France, with the globalist Macron. Well, the migrants are mad at him, too. It just goes to show there is no way you can make these people happy. You cannot be a fence sitter and attempt to make all the leftists and the populace and the migrants and all of these different elements. You just cannot make them all happy. And so it pays to be like President Trump. It pays to take a hardline stance. This is what one of the migrants yelled. France does not belong to the French. Everyone has a right to be here. Well, President Trump said it in 2016. France is no longer France. Well, France is no longer French, according to this migrant. The protest was organized by an open borders group called Collectif des Chapelles Debout, which streamed the event live on its Facebook. They're allowed to Facebook. The protesters referred to Air France as the official deporter of the French state and demanded to speak with Edouard Philippe, French President Emmanuel Macron's prime minister. Quote, several hundred undocumented migrants invade Terminal 2 at Roissy Airport to denounce evictions and the treatment of undocumented migrants, use of tear gas by police officers. They want to talk to the CEO of Air France and the prime minister, said French journalist Remy Boissin. I just think it's so precious. These globalist states are crumbling, and it's their own destruction. It's their own undoing. Remember, we have to bring the migrants in because populations are declining, and we need a new tax base. So you bring these people in. You get totally overrun. You realize that they have no skills. They bring nothing to the table. They want your handouts and nothing else. And then, when you don't give them the handouts, you tell them you might just have to go back home, they get violent. They get angry. They storm an airport. And what is the humor in that they are allowed to stream that? That is something special in and of itself. Now, this does harken back. The American media, the globalist media in general, Fox News. I heard Owen talking about Fox News just before I came on. They're not doing any favors to France or Europe. When the Notre Dame Cathedral was still burning, They ended interviews prematurely with two different Fox guests who brought up the pattern of church fires in France. France had in the month of March, I think, 10 or 15 churches, Catholic churches, attacked in various ways. In some instances, they smeared excrement onto crosses and put communion wafers on them. Stunning and brave, absolutely stunning and brave. And you notice the American media has not been really covering this. And especially if the name comes out and it turns out to be one of these poor, peaceful migrants, I think that we will never hear anything from it. And the likes of Shep Smith, who is an alleged sexual predator, he allegedly got a man drunk, took him to his apartment and attempted to kiss him and maybe grope him. Disgusting people, if true. He has no interest, no interest. He's going to parrot. He's going to parrot whatever the left wing says. There was also a jihadi who planned a bombing of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. He got 8 years in prison. Thankfully, that wasn't successful. And a freak electrical incident did his job for him anyway. It is absolutely fascinating. And of course, as I mentioned, France has been absolutely shook by the Yellow Vest protests, who are tired of socialism, tired of migrants getting a free pass. And it really is from all walks of life, people coming forward to say that this globalist system does not work for the people. So as we learn more about this attack, we'll be sure to update you. This is The Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert, Facebook's God Emperor Trump, filling in for the fourth hour. And thank you to Alex and thank you to the crew for making that possible. We're going to be right back after this next commercial break. Again, this is The Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert. We'll see you in a minute.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Want to know my secret to make a great-looking lawn last even longer?
All it takes is a second feeding of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. With a simple second feeding, your lush lawn is here to stay. Because a second feeding of Scott's reinvigorates lawns by providing nutrients, which helps prevent browning and withering as the weather warms.
My green grass isn't going anywhere.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping. shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Pafford, guest hosting for this fourth hour. We're going to change gears just slightly. We're going to talk tech censorship because there is a development today that I did not honestly expect. I cover this stuff nonstop. My Facebook page, God Emperor Trump, has been banned 6 different times. And like a phoenix, we rise from the dead, largely with the help of our friends over at InfoWars. Fantastic people. But today, a company, a fitness company, announced their decision to boycott Facebook and Instagram. They're done with the platforms. And the reasons why, it sounds like they've been watching the Alex Jones Show. We're going to break some of that down, but it's CrossFit. Who the heck saw this one coming? CrossFit boycotts Facebook after 1.65 million strong Facebook group is banned. Who would have thought it would be CrossFit, of all people, that actually takes the stand against Facebook? I know, I had no idea this was coming. Who would have thought that this would be the one that actually would step away from these big tech platforms and call them out for what they are? A globalist spy network. It's truly astounding. After the banting 7-day meal plan Facebook group was banned without an explanation, CrossFit announced its decision to end all use of both Facebook and Instagram in an apparent boycott. According to CrossFit, the group was used by 1.65 million users to share advice, testimonials, and to provide encouragement to users pursuing the CrossFit health plan. Something Jerry Nadler might want to check out. I think they could help him. The poor guy. I hope he's okay. So let's just cross over to their website because their reasons for doing this are absolutely stunning. They said, Facebook deleted without warning or explanation our group. The group had 1.65 million users who post testimonials and other information. While the site has subsequently reinstated, also without warning or explanation, Facebook's action should give any serious person reason to pause, especially those of us engaged with activities contrary to the prevailing opinion. Facebook and its properties host and oversee a significant share of the marketplace of public thought. In other words, this is me saying this, Tom Pappard, they are the modern public square. And if you do not agree with what they believe, then you are not welcome in the public square. That is a direct violation of the First Amendment. But, of course, they're lawyers, and Mark Zuckerberg in his booster seat, they do a very good job of dancing playfully around that. They refuse to call themselves the public square. They also refuse to call themselves a publisher. They're walking a very thin line to avoid lawsuit after lawsuit. But let's continue reading from CrossFit. To millions of individuals and communities across the world, Facebook and its properties remain the platforms where ideas and information are exchanged. Facebook thus serves as the de facto authority over the public square, arbitrating a worldwide exchange of information, as well as overseeing the security of the individuals and communities who entrust their ideas, work, and private data to this platform. This mandates a certain responsibility and assurance of good faith, transparency, and due process, which they obviously do not have. But then CrossFit does something absolutely fascinating, and I swear, you read this, and it's like you're watching the Alex Jones Show. It's like you're reading InfoWars.com. You are hearing from normal people, totally uninvolved with politics at this point, exactly what's going on. And I want to turn to point number honestly, all of them. They put up a bullet point, 8 bullet points of what they believe Facebook is doing. Facebook collects and aggregates user information and shares it with state and federal authorities, as well as security organizations from other countries. We know this. 2, Facebook collaborates with government security agencies on massive civilian surveillance programs such as PRISM. Did you ever think you would hear a massive truth bomb like this coming from an exercise website? Facebook censors and removes user accounts based on unknown criteria and at the request of third parties, including government and foreign government agencies. Remember, the reason why Alex Jones' personal Facebook account is gone, the reason why you're not allowed to post a link to Infowars.com on Facebook, the reason why you're not allowed to post a meme video featuring Alex Jones is because Alex Jones is a hate figure. And they determined this, so it must be true. Facebook is judge, jury, and executioner. They don't have any laws that govern them. That's the way it works. So, and by the way, this whole bit about it's unknown, Facebook really gets mad when you talk about that. I've emailed with top Facebook people. In fact, I was the first one who really got them to admit straight up what they were doing, that you can no longer post links to Alex Jones. You can say, I think Alex Jones is a wonderful person. But you can't say that very statement and then have a link to an InfoWars video below it. That gets you banned. Total, total, absolute insanity. But they maintain that all of this is publicly available on their public-facing community standards section of the website. And it's not. Now, that what they need to do, if they're going to seriously go down this rabbit hole, is put up a list. These are all the hate figures. You're not allowed to post links to these people's videos. You're not allowed to say anything too complimentary of them. And if you post a photo, well, we might remove that too, as Instagram has done in several different instances, and I believe Facebook as well. But they don't have anything like that. In fact, they only discuss hate figures in the context of terrorism. So Alex Jones is essentially a terrorist. Paul Joseph Watson, the mild-mannered Brit, Summit.News is his new website. Well, he's essentially a terrorist. He's Osama bin Laden. Alex Jones is Osama bin Laden, according to Facebook. So let's keep reading this list. It's absolutely fascinating. Facebook collects, aggregates, and sells user information as a matter of business. Its business model allows governments and businesses alike to use its algorithmically configured advertising categories as sophisticated data mining and surveillance tools. Facebook is spying on you. Facebook is selling you. You are the product. And, of course, there are all the conspiracies, and I have no doubt in my mind that it's true. Facebook listens to you on these little rectangles we have and on your Amazon Echo. It needs your mic for a reason. It's not just for Siri. Facebook's news feeds, get a load of this, are censored and crafted to reflect the political leanings of Facebook's utopian socialists while remaining vulnerable to misinformation campaigns designed to stir up violence and prejudice. I just have to stress, folks, this is an exercise website calling out Facebook for being a bunch of utopian socialists who are censoring and crafting their newsfeed to be all the information they want. And I get pinged about this all the time. We have an official group on Facebook where if one user posts fake news, and it can be something that's completely accurate, but Facebook thinks it's fake. Very rare is it actual fake news. But they will threaten you with, well, we're not going to put your group in the newsfeed anymore. We're going to put you at the very bottom of the page so nobody sees you. We're not going to tell people to join your group anymore. You're going to be shadow banned. They're essentially, without using the words, admitting, yes, we're going to shadow ban you. So you have Facebook admitting this, absolutely admitting this. Facebook, as a matter of business and principle, has weak intellectual property protections and is slow to close down IP theft accounts. Facebook has poor security protocols, and Facebook is acting in the service and food beverage industry interests by banning people like CrossFit. So this is a brave stand taken by a massive, massive organization that I think is going to rock Facebook. I think that this is going to raise some heads in the business world, especially in the health and fitness world. And I think even though my revenue, my business depends directly on Facebook, it's the right move. It's the right move. If I didn't have to be on Facebook, if I'd been as smart as Alex Jones, I might not be there anymore. I'm Tom Pappert. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be back in just a couple minutes after a short break. Just to give you an idea of where we're going after this, we've got some more Facebook. Rufio Panman the Antifa-smashing, Proud Boy-affiliated individual. His podcast has been banned from Facebook. We're going to talk and get into great detail about what happened to the Krasenstein brothers. We're going to talk about how the media gets a pass. They do exactly what Alex Jones is accused of doing. Don't get any blame. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show. See you after the break.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your product. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Supermale Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Oh, these pains, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Pafford, guest hosting this hour. Facebook's got him for Trump. At the tail end of the last segment, I mentioned that, you know, I am largely dependent on Facebook and social media, something that Matt Drudge has warned against heavily. And Alex Jones, he had the means and the capability and the intelligence to take that warning from Matt Drudge a few years ago here on the broadcast. And he created, well, he already had it, but he doubled down on his own website, Infowars.com. And you can watch all the videos at Infowars.com/show. There's still an app for Android. If you're lucky and you got it before Apple took it out of the App Store, it's on some Apple devices. Some. I've still got it. Lucky, lucky me. Never going to get rid of this phone. It's a collector's item now. But in order to do this, I can speak from experience. I work in television, KCTU TV5 is the affiliate I'm affiliated with, and it takes so much financial giving to make this work, to have your own hosting. YouTube has never turned a profit. YouTube is a loss leader for Google. Doesn't make money. Does not make money. And that's because of the video hosting. That's because it costs a fortune. So now more than ever, Alex Jones, InfoWars, everybody on this fantastic platform, the crew, they need your support, and there are some tremendous Memorial Day sales going on right now. I was just looking them over during the commercial break. They've got 60% off ExtendWise, 60% off Myco ZX Plus. They've got an all-new 8-pack Power Stack, 50% off Super Male Vitality, which is probably my favorite product, is 50% off Ultimate Bone Broth Bodies, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all 50% off Turbo Force, which I think it's almost, I don't know, it's either as good or maybe a little bit better than Brain Force, but I do love Brain Force. I would not have graduated college without Brain Force. I stand by that statement. But it's 50% off. Bodies is 40% off. And the chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut protein bars are 40% off. I'd love to try those. Super Silver Wound Gel is 40% off. And you can get $50 off an Alexa Pure Breeze. And let me tell you, folks, I live in a dusty old building. There may or may not be some asbestos. They didn't rip up the floor, so they don't know. Very old building. I am terribly allergic to everything that grows in God's green earth. And without an Alexa Pure Breeze, I don't know if I'd be able to do this show right now. I'd be blowing my nose in every commercial break, and the crew can back me up. Haven't had to do it once. So take advantage of these tremendous sales this Memorial Day. Celebrate Memorial Day by helping lead the fight. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. And with great deals like these, it makes it easy to do so. And when you do that, you keep Alex Jones going. You keep InfoWars going. You keep Owen Schroyer, who's going to be hosting the War Room coming up in the next hour. You keep him going. You keep David Knight going. You keep the crew well-fed and happy. And it's a whole lot better, I speak from experience, to know that you are helping the people who help this country than when you go to Whole Foods or you go to Costco or you go to the local GNC or whatever your supplement store is and stock up there. I know that sometimes I cheat and I'll get the Alexa Pure Breeze filters from Amazon. And when I do it, you just feel dirty. You don't save hardly any money. You get maybe a little bit faster shipping if you're lucky and the UPS knows where you live. Maybe a little bit faster shipping. Costs the same amount of money. And I'm giving my money to Jeff Bezos. Why would you want to give your money to the guy who owns the Washington Compost? It totally baffles me. And so I try not to do it. Maybe once or twice I have. But we're going to talk Facebook censorship and social media tech censorship and tech censorship, because really, Alex Jones is a genius. He's like President Trump. He is a very stable genius to have his own platform where nobody can shut him down. The only way they can shut him down is by driving him out of business. And they're trying. I have no doubt in my mind. They want us all out of business. They want us all dead if they could get it. But they'll settle for bankrupt. So as I said, it's very important to go to InfoWarsStore.com, take advantage of the Memorial Day sale. But let's talk about the people who didn't have the ability, the intelligence, the financial backing that Alex Jones does. Let's talk about the Titans of Liberty with Rufio Panman and Jason Lowe. I know you've probably heard about them if you've been watching The War Room. But they've now been taken off of Facebook. I hesitate to even call it a ban, because it wasn't a ban as much as it was an outright purge. So they host this conservative podcast. Rufio Panman is the guy. You can't really do it justice in a suit, but he decked that Antifa loser, allegedly. And the glasses, they say, are still in orbit. His sunglasses went flying off his face, and they say that it is in a low Earth orbit after Rufio Panman. So what Facebook did is something fairly unique. It happened to me once, and again, thanks to my friends at InfoWars, I still have a Facebook page, God Emperor Trump. But instead of, okay, you're going to get hit with a 30-day ban because you said something bad that we disagree with, you put a little wrong think out there. Instead of doing that, just poof, totally gone, gone from the platform. Nobody was punished. The users, the admins, they didn't get a ban. Nobody explained what they did wrong. Instead, the page just no longer exists. It's been shoved down the memory hole. And this is the type of thing that we have to hold these people accountable. And so I'm glad that I could get in touch with Mr. Lowe, the co-host of the podcast. I'm happy I could get in touch with him and discuss this, but this is absolutely baffling. He said to us, the page disappeared out of thin air, and it's just gone. No warning, no nothing, no reason at all. And I hope that these individuals have used President Trump's new tech censorship reporting tool. And I hope that everybody out there is, because this is just one story out of probably tens or even hundreds of thousands at this point. And it happens every day. And this is another just call and begging to my fellow people on social media. If this happens to you, tell everybody. Don't just shrug and say, well, guess I'm not allowed on Facebook anymore. Be as Alex Jonesian as you can. Not everybody can go to the White House with a bullhorn and shout directly at the president as he meets with Twitter Jack. Not everybody has that capability. Not everybody has the guts to do what Alex Jones does, and that's perfectly fine. But we in the conservative media, we want to tell your story. We want to put a magnifying glass on this. And the president now wants to hear it as well. Because this is the crisis of our time. The First Amendment, when you put Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey and the Vijaya woman, whatever her name is over at Twitter, when you put them in the judge, jury, and executioner seats, there is no justice. There is no process. There is literally no process for the Titans of Liberty podcast run by Panman and Lowe. There's no process whatsoever. Just one day they wake up and the Facebook page is gone. Kind of like one day Facebook decides Alex Jones is a hate figure, and Alex Jones is gone. One day I wake up, I swear that if I were a lefty, if I were one of these triggered, blue-haired, insane people, I would be screaming that I have PTSD, because rarely does a day go by where I don't wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning out of breath, and the first thing I do is, where's my phone? Where's my phone? Do I have a Facebook page? And Paul Joseph Watson says he does the same exact thing. He wakes up every morning, and the first thing he does before he combs his hair, before he talks to his family, before he returns any calls or checks his emails, is the YouTube page still there? Do I still have a YouTube channel? Okay, we've got a YouTube channel. Still in business. And this is a terrible, terrible paradigm. And I'm very encouraged that President Trump is acting. And I do wonder, and we're going to be getting into this more in the next segment, but I do wonder if the Krasenstein brothers, are they a sacrificial lamb? Are they Twitter flexing its power? Are they seeing what they can get away with? Or did these guys actually break the rules? I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to share some of my theories, and we're going to give you the facts that we know, because Twitter has banned the Krasenstein brothers. And for those who don't know, they're these two little trolls who they're brothers, and they are in every single one of President Trump's tweets. It's their full 9-to-5 job. They respond to President Trump's tweets to say something derogatory whenever possible. And now they've been banned. Allegedly, they bought fake engagement, and they might have fake people following their now defunct accounts. And so on one hand, if they broke this rule, well, you know, that's a real rule. They didn't just get named a hate figure and shoved down the memory hole. But on the other hand, the First Amendment and freedom of speech should be for everyone. Even these two strange-looking little losers. So I'm Tom Papert. This is the Alex Jones Show. We're in the fourth hour. I'm going to be right back. We're going to talk more tech censorship and some other news of the day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jones Show. This is the fourth hour. I'm your guest host, Tom Papert, Facebook's God Emperor Trump. And we've been talking tech censorship. I want to do a little bit more of that. We'll talk about the media, a well-known leftist media outlet, allegedly doing exactly what everyone says they banned Alex Jones for. And then I want to talk a little bit about what's going on with the left. These poor, sick, sick people. And I don't mean even necessarily mentally sick. I mean physically ill. My heart would go out to them if they weren't so dang evil. So Twitter has banned the Krasenstein brothers, the two twins, the Twitter trolls who haunt President Trump's Twitter, saying anything they can to make him look bad. Impeach Blumpf seems to be their rallying cry. They were banned yesterday evening. The accounts of the well-known Twitter trolls Ed and Brian Krasenstein were both suspended. The two became famous and infamous for their constant replies to President Donald Trump's Twitter feed, usually with calls for his impeachment. And between the two, they had nearly 2 million Twitter followers and were often the top response to Trump's tweets. And now with their suspensions, we may know why they were always those top response. People would be baffled and scratching their heads. And how come there is always a leftist who gets the top response to President Trump's tweet? They can tweet respond 5 minutes after Trump's tweet. There can be a conservative with twice the number of engagements. And then bam, there's the Krasenstein brothers with their 50,000 likes. Well, Twitter says they bought that engagement, which is a well-known practice. A lot of people do it. There's a fake or real thing you can use, a tool that's been released, where you can actually see how many Twitter users on any given account, how many followers are fake versus real. And President Trump scores quite well in that, by the way. He has a lot of very real Twitter followers. But according to a Twitter spokesperson, this is what Twitter had to say. Let's just read it that way. Operating multiple fake accounts and purchasing accounts interactions are strictly prohibited. Engaging in these behaviors will result in permanent suspension from the service. The Krasenstein brothers specifically deny this. They said they never purchased account interactions and never sold usernames or bought usernames. They said they did operate multiple accounts because they had multiple businesses, but they were not used to mislead or manipulate Twitter. And they said that over the last 2.5 years, as their tweets became more and more political in nature, people began posting their phone numbers and doxing them and issuing death threats. And so they had to use these fake accounts because they wanted to keep tabs on the people who were threatening them. That, to me, sounds like an exercise in masochism. But I just want to point out that a week or two ago, the very popular Twitter meme lord, Carpe Donctum, was banned from Twitter, suspended, because he posted a video that showed President Donald Trump and Jim Acosta of CNN in a Old West style shootout scene. It was obviously a funny meme, and it was posted originally in January. But the Krasenstein brothers put it within their crosshairs, and they decided to encourage their followers to report it and get it gone, remove it from the platform. And they were successful. They're pretty much successful. Carpe Donctum was suspended. The tweet later disappeared. I don't think he deleted it, but the tweet disappeared. The video is no longer available. And the Krasenstein brothers were gloating over it. And so that just makes one wonder. This targeted harassment campaign that they led, were they aiding it with the help of purchased engagement? Were they paying somebody to mass report this video so Twitter would take it down and punish the meme maker that President Trump retweets all the time? It does make you wonder. But I also wonder, is this the right way to handle it? I mean, they broke Twitter's rules. They did something that was objectively wrong. Nobody is going to argue against that. But do they lose their First Amendment because of that? Is that the right way to handle it? Maybe instead delete some of their more egregious examples of using this, delete some of their very popular tweets that were artificially boosted, make them agree to never do it again, and let them have their dang First Amendment. But on the other hand, these are the people who gloat every single time a conservative, a real Republican is banned or shadow banned. They're very happy about it. They think it's the best thing in the world. So I'm not too broken up. I'm just not. Maybe that's wrong. Maybe that's wrong. But I'm not too broken up. So let's turn now to 8chan. It's a free speech image board. Sometimes people will post zany things on there, things that I don't necessarily agree with, things that Alex wouldn't agree with. But, you know, they also post things that we would agree with. They also post things that the left might agree with. And the 8chan founder is speaking out after photos appear to show Vice News reporters breaking into his home. Now, remember what they said about Alex Jones. Just rewind your timeline a little bit if you can. And remember, they said that Alex Jones is sending people to houses of shooting survivors with guns to attack them. Well, that's exactly what Vice News is accused of doing, except instead of guns, they brought cameras going to people's houses. Alex Jones was totally unpersoned, totally deplatformed for this, but when Vice News is alleged to have done it, eh, that's fine. We don't like that 8chan guy. He's an enemy of the deep state. He's a First Amendment advocate, so get him gone. That's fine. Dox him, go to his house with his kids there, take photos, bring a camera crew, break your way into his bedroom. It's fine. It's just fine. The thing is, nobody can ever substantiate that with Alex Jones. He never said to do that. But this actually is alleged to have happened. And there's surveillance footage. The guy put up a tweet saying, this person with a filmmaking crew just broke and entered into Jen's bedroom and were ordered out of the property. She and her producer have now protected their tweets. In other words, they got allegedly caught. And now they're scared. They realize that this doesn't look good for them. They realize that this is something that crazy people do. That Alex Jones says to do. Except he never did. So Jim Watkins, the owner of the controversial free speech 8chan, has released a video on YouTube accusing liberal journalists from Vice News of illegally entering his home in the Philippines. He talked about Nazi Germany and the U.S. treatment of Japanese Americans during World War II in the video as examples similar to the crime committed by these so-called journalists, who he called the equivalent of the brown shirts at his domicile. He said, the atrocities of the past could very well happen again if we, as decent, law-abiding folks, allow this sort of behavior to be tolerated. He also said, when I confronted them, I was completely shocked. I had already told the same employees of Vice News that, quote, no, I did not want to be interviewed by them. They had no right to be in my home. And he also said he is apparently a staunch supporter of firearm owning. He's an American citizen living in the Philippines, so they don't quite have a First Amendment, but Rodrigo Duterte definitely likes guns, we'll just put it that way. So he said they were lucky to be alive, because he may have reacted incredibly differently had his children not been in the home when this alleged breaking and entering occurred. And so this should infuriate people. You have Vice News accused of doing what they accused Alex Jones of doing. Well, ban Vice News. Vice News must be taken off the internet now. That is the rule. That is the rule. Where is Oliver Darcy? Oliver Darcy. We're paging Oliver Darcy. Where is your campaign to get Vice News taken off the internet? I demand it now. But no, Vice News is one of the good ones. They're a good little progressive leftist outlet. So they're protected. They're just fine. They can do whatever they want. So with our last couple minutes here, I want to turn over and show what's going on with these crazy, crazy leftists. We already had Nancy Pelosi, who talks like she's either drunk, on pills, dentures falling out, or has Alzheimer's. Or as a great friend of mine said, maybe all of the above. Check all the boxes. Perhaps check all the boxes. Well, now, Jerry Nadler today, another insane leftist, passed out, or at least appeared to pass out. And they said, oh, it was stuffy in the room and he was dehydrated. Stuffy, just a little hot. It harkens back to when Hillary Clinton got overheated in a horrible, scorching 68 degree day. Overheated. There's something wrong with these leftists. Just look at him. He looks sickly and green. He doesn't look well. And all of them are like this, and their health, it just appears to be plummeting during the Trump administration, almost like hatred is bad for the body. And I do want to say, this is my olive branch to Mr. Nadler. This is the olive branch. I invite him and Nancy Pelosi to go to InfoWarsStore.com, because there are tremendous deals happening right now with the Memorial Day sale. And they can stock up on some of the supplements that could perhaps give them a little bit of vitality. Mr. Nadler, Super Male Vitality helped me lose a lot of weight, almost 100 pounds. Just saying. It may be able to do the same for you, my friend. And Nancy Pelosi, might I suggest Turbo Force? It will give you the acuity, the mental fitness of perhaps, oh, a 60-year-old. I mean, you're 79, Miss Pelosi, so I understand you may never be a young person mentally ever again, but we can at least get you back into the 60s. Maybe. Just a little bit of Turbo Force in the morning. Maybe before your next press conference, pop a Brain Force or two. We'll get you back into this morning. We can do it. InfoWars has the power. So, I am Tom Papert. Facebook's got in for a Trump. It's looking like I'll be back on Monday to guest host the fourth hour. You can, of course, catch my show every night, 8 p.m. on Facebook. And make sure to catch War Room coming up next. We'll see you next time.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.